Late last year, the Public Service Commission approved a major four-year expansion of the Focus on Energy program, which is paid for by utility ratepayers. Republican lawmakers are proposing to instead cut about $20 million from the program next year and dial back future increases. Businesses that install, design, and supply renewable energy and energy efficiency projects want the governor to restore the funds. Randy Johnson runs a lighting company in Green Bay. He says money from Focus on Energy has helped pay for school projects his firm is doing.
In the last 3 to 4 weeks, we've landed 5 school contract projects with K through 12 school districts, even though they're in this turmoil of budget cuts and significantly reduced money that's available to them. They are exercising lighting projects.
Other Wisconsin firms say they've been hiring more people or plan to because of the expectation the Focus funding would continue to increase. Keith Riopel of the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says leaving the Focus cut in the budget package would not help the state's bottom line.
Will not save the state of Wisconsin a single penny because these are really utility dollars that the state never sees.
Republican lawmakers argue that cutting Focus on Energy would save money for smaller businesses and homeowners who buy electricity. But Riopel says Focus has saved all utility customers money by eliminating the need for some expensive new power plants. Governor Walker's office says it will evaluate the proposed Focus funding cut. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.